Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie, ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You are looking live at Tim Murray and Super Bowl champion Sean King on VSiN Primetime.
It is VSiN Primetime presented by BetMGM. Hour three on a football Friday. It's a football Friday, Sean. Football Friday.
Man, I'm so sick of Aaron Judge.
And guess what, Sean? He didn't homer. So we'll get to see it again. Yeah. Can we get... All right, he's singled, folks. Let's put the Tulane game back in the big screen there. Tulane, hey, thank you. Under 7 minutes to go in Houston, Texas.
Can we stop here?
Right now. Sean's green wave and is under right now. 7-0. And a big third and goal opportunity here for the Cougs. Oh, don't let him do that. There we go. Stopped him at the one.
He's out.
Clayton Tune. Got hit pretty hard there. So now does Dana Holgorsen go for it?
Out.
Oh, he's gonna. He might get sent to the bench there. Ref saying, asking if he's all right. He's trying to give the thumbs up. Oh, he stayed on the field.
Oh yeah, I hope he's keep him in. He's gonna fall down on his own.
Middle Tennessee State and UTSA. Both you and I just rolling with the money line in that one. So a big fourth and goal decision here for Houston. I'll say this: Houston's not playing very good. I like their uniforms. Those all-black, white helmets, I kind of like it. Digging it.
As long as they stay under the 17-point threshold, I'm fine.
Coming up here shortly, we will get the latest on the ramifications of Hurricane Ian. 11 meteorologists join us in just a little bit. What to expect. Clemson and NC State certainly could be a game affected by the rain, the wind, any NFL game. So we'll get the latest on where that is headed here in just a little bit. Our weekly visit with Chris Andrews coming up bottom of the hour. Last week, he told us three games that the public was betting like they already knew the outcome. 11-1 ticket count on Michigan against Maryland. Maryland cover. 5-1 ticket count on USC against Oregon State. Oregon State cover. 4-1 ticket count on Clemson against NC State, or excuse me, against Wake Forest. Wake Forest covered. So we will see where the public is firing this week. Is there any square dogs that we should be aware of too? So we'll get to Chris Andrews here in just a little bit. We've spent a lot of time here, Sean, and we'll revisit some of the big injury news. Obviously, Jameis Winston out, Michael Thomas out for the Saints. Amon-Ra St. Brown and DeAndre Swift out. Keenan Allen out. Mac Jones officially ruled out as well for the Patriots. Michael Gallup expected to return. But I do want to hit on some of the big college football games And a game that you had as one of your confidence plays is Clemson against NC State. Clemson, 7, 6.5 point favorite out there. And what led to you ultimately saying this would be Clemson taking care of business?
I haven't been high on NC State. I think they've been overrated from the beginning, and think this is their best opposition. They should have lost the East Carolina game. East Carolina's kicker, you know, is to blame for that not happening. I just think Clemson's a better team.
I would probably side with you. It's funny.
And it's not like they have to win by 21.
Right.
Yeah.
Clemson is a team that I feel like they might have been. And now do they have the guys? But I felt like they might have been embarrassed a little bit defensively about how Sam Hartman, how well he excelled.
And I don't think O'Leary's as good as Sam Hartman.
I don't either. Yeah. I think, yeah, Devin Leary is a guy that is getting a lot of hype. Now this game's at home, a night game for Clemson. So not a game that I've bet, but I certainly would lean your side there. We'll get whether or not it will be rain. I think the rain, we'll find out more from someone who does it for a living, but I do believe the rain is expected to be out of the area by the time this game kicks off, which is certainly a good news, regardless how you're betting this game, unless you went under, because that was certainly a look earlier on this week. Another game, a noon kickoff, Ole Miss taking on Kentucky, Sean, and you know this one is interesting to me because it feels like the constant discussion you keep hearing is that it's too many points. It's too many points. It's too many points. You know, Mark Stoops as an underdog. You know, look at Kentucky and how they've played, performed so well this year. I'm staying away from this game. I would actually lean towards Ole Miss if forced to make a selection as Houston throws a touchdown on 4th-and-1. Something that you pointed out early on about Kentucky was their offensive line mm-hmm. and the struggles that they've had. I think those might rear their ugly head this week, even with the return of Chris Rodriguez, which is great for Kentucky that he is returning from that 4-game suspension.
I think that helps Kentucky, though, because it provides balance. And I was just trying to pull up exactly how many sacks Will Levis. He's been sacked 16 times this year. So he's been under a lot of duress, a lot of pressure. In spite of that, he's still completing 68% of his passes, 10 touchdowns, 4 picks. What Chris Rodriguez does is he's such an elite threat. Now the defensive line can't rush the quarterback without punishment, without consequences, because he'll make them pay if they're not playing run first. So I do think that enhances Kentucky's chances. I think Kentucky's a rock-solid team. I picked them to win the East strictly because I thought Swoops was a better or more seasoned veteran SEC coach than Heupel. So I didn't really count Lane, and I know Ole Miss is on the West and Kentucky's on the East, but we'll see. I don't think Ole Miss has their quarterback situation figured out, and I know Kentucky has, so it's probably going to be the third quarterback, definitely first-round quarterback selected in this upcoming NFL draft.
I don't think Will Levis has played that well this year.
And really?
I don't.
Oh, he's played outstanding.
54% completion percentage, you know, last week?
No, Will was 68 on the year. 1185, 10 touchdowns, 4 picks, averaging 10.1 yards an attempt.
Against
it's been against real pressure.
Against,
like, remember when they played the first game? I said they made a
played Miami of Ohio.
And you remember
who lost all three of them.
And you remember exactly what I said. I came in and I said they had the worst left tackle in all of college football. I said he made Miami of Ohio's D line look like Alabama, Georgia. He was under duress. So you can go watch the game. And then when they went to Florida, they tricked me because they didn't play 75. I actually called him by his name. I said, Tim, they had the worst offensive lineman I've seen in college football in that Miami Ohio game at left tackle. And they obliterated him. And, you know, we'll see. You know, Kentucky lost a lot. Wandale Robinson is a big part of that receiving core. I'm drawing a blank on the other kid there, Joshua Ali, a kid I recruited out of Fort Lauderdale, graduated. It's not there. So they lost, you know, some key pieces and parts. So to not have Rodriguez available and be able to weather the early part of their schedule, regardless of who it was against, I just think that speaks to Stoops and his experience. And Will, I mean, if Kentucky loses to Ole Miss, I don't think it's because of Levis.
I would like to see more from the guy that is thought to be the third best quarterback, third best prospect heading into this
draft. So what is it about his statistics so far that you don't like?
He threw two picks against Youngstown State. That is ridiculous.
Okay.
He has no business throwing.
Did you watch the games,
yes,
though?
Yes, I
so
did,
were
Sean.
They deflections? Were they bad balls in the coverage?
So you're telling me.
No, I'm asking because a quarterback can throw the ball right to a receiver and hit off his shoulder pads and end up being an interception. That's different
so
than.
So you think, let me ask you this, though. A guy that's supposed to be the number three prospect, mm-hmm, at this quarterback position,
mm-hmm,
completing 54% of his passes against Florida, having two interceptions against a mediocre FCS program, beating Northern Illinois, getting sacked five times, mm-hmm, by 8 points.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see more. You know what C.J. Stroud does? He lights up everybody.
Yeah, he's got better supporting cast, too.
Well, you know what?
That, he does.
That supporting cast is going to be out there on the road at Ole Miss.
Yeah, I just don't think – I don't have a problem with Will Levis and how he's played so far this year.
All right. I would like to see more from a guy that
guy
is supposed to be a top 10 quarterback.
Games. In three of the games, he's completed basically 70%
against
or better.
Miami of Ohio, Youngstown State when he threw two picks, and Northern Illinois.
Anyway, you got plenty of
game. The game that he played on the road at Florida, in a game in which Kentucky was actually outgamed.
Let's do a cigar bet.
On what?
You get Mississippi and whatever the number is.
No. Last week you told me I wasn't allowed to.
I just don't know why you're on this rant about Will Levis. Will Levis is
a baller. I would like to see more.
I don't think you're actually watching close enough. In this particular case.
That drives me crazy
in
when
this
you do
particular
that.
Case.
It drives me crazy when you
I'm
do that.
I'm just saying.
Because you're telling me that a guy who is going to the pros should throw two picks against Youngstown State?
No, absolutely not. What I'm telling you is Kentucky's not the team that has second and third teamers that are. So when they.
Doesn't matter.
When they graduate,
he's not playing second and third teamers against Youngstown
he's
State.
He's playing fine. There's nothing wrong with the way Levis. Look at his overall numbers. You're trying to isolate like two plays. Look at his overall numbers. The guy's completed 68% of his passes, 1,185 yards, 296.3 per game.
Against the Power 5 team on the schedule, what was his completion percentage?
54% that
week. That's terrible.
I mean, did they win?
They did. They were outgained in the game. They had two turnovers for us.
I mean, on the road at Florida, Florida's a good team. They found a way to get the W without the second best player, Chris Rodriguez. I watched that game. I thought Will played really good, especially when it mattered. Made some clutch throws.
And I'm not saying he's some sort of bum, Sean.
No, but that's
saying,
what you're making it sound
no,
like.
No, but is it wrong to expect?
I just think you don't like that he puts mayonnaise in his coffee.
Maybe
I'm
I don't.
Convinced. I just think you don't. I don't think you like that he puts mayonnaise in his coffee.
Well, if you believe in him so much, take him on the money line.
I believe in him.
All right.
He's not the problem. I'm not sure about the supporting cast. And then what kind of condition is Rodriguez in?
I don't know.
What's his ball security
it's
like?
Not he like
hadn't
he was
been
injured.
Hit. I know, but he hadn't been hit, Tim. So there's that physical part.
Are you going to bet Kentucky?
Been, no.
Why not?
No, I'm just going to watch. I'm just going to watch.
So all of
Lane Kiffin is 12-0 in his last 12 home games.
I'm just saying, all this defense of Will Levis, he's playing great, he's doing all this, and you're not going to bet Kentucky?
No. No.
Man, it's quite the,
I've already bet
that's
Kentucky.
Quite the belief of
I've
him.
Already bet Kentucky.
Yeah, you might as well light that one on
well,
fire.
I have them to win the SEC East. I already have a bet out there. It's other things I like more this week.
Feeling good after what you've seen from Georgia so far?
They look good. I took Kent State last week, though. Made that money versus Georgia.
Congratulations. Did you win all your other bets?
In
did
my
they,
mind.
Did they win the victory bell down there in New Orleans?
Stop taking shots.
Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in the zone. What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in the zone. And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car really needs a wash.
The $20 Meguiar's bundle includes gold class car wash for a showroom shine.
Get in zone.
And what about my tires?
Just spray the included hot shine tire coating and you're all set.
Get in zone.
The inside is not great.
No problem. The quick interior detailer in the bundle can help with that too.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Alongside Tulane Green Wave, great New Orleans Hall of Famer, Sean King. What would you like?
Just no runs in the Rays Astros. Just sweating some nerfies over here.
Also, you got the under in Tulane Houston. 7-7 under 4 minutes to go, first half. Houston and Tulane, with Houston having the ball, flagged down, so this could be coming back. That's in the usual vicinity of a hold.
Yeah, you can't let them cheat.
That's true. Our next guest I'm excited to chat with because with Hurricane Ian making its way up the East Coast, wanted to get the expertise of a meteorologist, and he happens to be my neighbor as well. And it is Justin Bruce from the ABC affiliate here in Las Vegas, a Penn State grad. Fun story. Last year I texted him, I forget what game it was, Justin, but he said, oh, it's going to be whipping winds in Penn State. I'm like, under, please? And I want to say it was like 17-10. So off to a good start there on that one, man. Appreciate you jumping on.
My pleasure. And, you know, big news from State College. I hear now they're selling beer at University Park. Not that it's going to impact the under or the over, but I feel like it's going to impact the experience there for all the students. That's for sure.
You need to head back to Beaver Stadium and get yourself a cold one there to watch some football. All right. So Hurricane Ian has made his way out of Florida, working its way up the East Coast. And the biggest game, or the most notable game, actually will be on your airwaves there, an ABC primetime showdown tomorrow night, NC State at Clemson. So Clemson, South Carolina, on the western side of the state. So this is a night game. So what is this storm going to be doing come tomorrow night in Clemson?
Well, here's the good news for South Carolina. Even though Ian did make a second landfall between Myrtle Beach and Charleston this afternoon, the storm is long gone by the time we head towards Saturday evening. So minimal impact for North Carolina State at Clemson. Low 60s, maybe a stray shower, nothing super heavy, nothing super windy. So actually, all things considered, the weather for Clemson kind of a non-factor.
Yeah, and that was an interesting one all week because people were playing the under very heavy, and then certainly news got out that the storm might not be hitting that spot. So does look like Clemson, South Carolina will miss big storms. I want to go a little more inland towards the D.C. area. A game featuring James Madison, who actually played a big one last week, beat Appalachian State. They're a big favorite, and they're playing Texas State. This is going to be a 1:30 local kickoff. So where will Hurricane Ian be in Harrisonburg, Virginia, which is about like an hour and a half, 2 hours away from Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, right along Interstate 81, if memory serves correct. And the energy from what was Hurricane Ian, because now nerdy weather talk, it's like a post-tropical storm. It's not technically a hurricane any longer. But in Harrisonburg, tomorrow afternoon, they're going to have some 30-mile-per-hour gust. Wind, always a consideration. It may pick up about a half inch of rain as the game goes on. And I wouldn't want to be sitting in the stands because it'll be in the 50s during the entire game. So not fun. And that wind could be a bit of an issue for Texas State at JMU.
Yeah, that total right now, 51.5 with a spread of 21.5 with the Bobcats taking on James Madison. Nice to back a dog sometimes, Sean, catching with 30-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah, especially if one team's better at running the ball or defending the run. It gives you an advantage.
All right, so that's one to keep.
I'm never worried about the weather because I'm never worried about messing up my hair. So you two.
Well, you played in the dome down there. You had the comfy
confines.
You worried
about your comb-overs and your picks.
We're talking to Justin Bruce, meteorologist here in Las Vegas for the ABC affiliate. Just where we are with Hurricane Ian. We're going to get to the NFL on Sunday because I know there's a couple games as this continues to work its way up that we want to point out. Real quickly, though, before we get to one more game that could be affected, North Carolina, Georgia, South Carolina, those three states come tomorrow. What are we looking like kind of overall? Is this weather going to be cleared out of those three states come tomorrow at some point?
For all intents and purposes, yes. The weather is going to be kind of clearing out quite nicely in Georgia and the Carolinas. Now, if they're playing right now, it would be a big problem. But by tomorrow, all the heavy rain is going to be pushing up toward the mid-Atlantic. And then by the end of the weekend, it'll be pushing up into the Northeast. So kind of the luck of the draw, the way the timing worked out. Some of the college games in the Carolinas and Georgia shouldn't really have too much of an impact weather-wise from Ian.
All right, let's get to one more college game. Michigan State at Maryland. You mentioned Harrisonburg. It's going to be a 1:30 Eastern kickoff. So heavy wind, some rain as well, chilly weather there in Harrisonburg, Virginia. About an hour and a half, 2 hours away in College Park, Maryland. Maryland is taking on Michigan State. This has been a game where Maryland has become now a north of a touchdown favorite. But could weather play a factor here on Saturday afternoon? 3:30 local kick, Maryland, Michigan State.
I actually think, Tim, that weather is going to be a bigger factor, in College Park, because the area of low pressure off the coast is going to mean some pretty stiff northeast gusts of about 35 miles per hour through the game for Michigan State at Maryland. They're not going to have as much rain as they're expecting down in Harrisonburg, but up in Maryland, a few off and on showers. They've had a bunch of rain that continues to fall tonight, but the wind on Saturday afternoon, anytime you've got gusts of 30, 35 miles per hour. That's going to impact the kicking game and the throwing game. So I think wind could be an issue.
Yeah, Maryland, a team that wants to throw the ball quite a bit too. So
to Willow, brother.
Yeah, we'll see there. All right, let's get to Sunday. Sticking in that area, Justin, a big game, maybe the biggest game of the weekend. Buffalo taking on Baltimore. This one Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock local kick. So is that 35 mile an hour gust that you were mentioning there in College Park on Saturday, are they sticking around heading into Sunday in Baltimore?
Yes, I think they will, because that area of low pressure that's going to be off the mid-Atlantic coast is just going to kind of hang out for a day or two. So that means some similar wind in Baltimore. I would say some 30 mile per hour gust. And Baltimore will have seen about 3 inches of rain through Saturday night, real wet there now and tomorrow night. During the actual game on Sunday afternoon, maybe about a half inch of rain in Baltimore. It'd be kind of chilly in the like upper 50s and low 60s, but the wind for the Bills and the Ravens with those gusts of 30 miles per hour, definitely a concern.
Well, driving up for anyone from the East Coast like me, you head up I-95 about an hour and a half after from Baltimore, Justin, you hit Philadelphia, and the Eagles are home. They're taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. So rain and windy in Baltimore. Is that going to be rain and wind in Philadelphia as well?
I swear, you could be a meteorologist, my friend. Yeah, you're on the mark with that big storm just off the coast, even though the actual remnants of Ian will be inland. New low pressure forms off the mid-Atlantic and the northeast coast. That's why Philly and Jacksonville expecting some similar 30-mile-per-hour gust. And I don't know what the field conditions are like. Lincoln Financial Field?
Yep.
3 inches of rain falling now, tomorrow, and tomorrow night. So hopefully the drainage is up to the challenge. A couple of showers during the game, but the wind. And by the way, in Philly, it'll be in the 50s all Sunday afternoon. So watch that one from home.
Enjoy that one, Jacksonville. You like that? You like that?
Yeah.
Jags, warm weather team going to Philly?
Yeah, I like Philly in this one. I just think Philly's a little too much for Jacksonville.
All right, final one for you as we're chatting with Justin Bruce, a meteorologist here in Las Vegas at the ABC affiliate. Let's just keep going up that highway up to the Meadowlands in New Jersey. The Giants are home. All these games are 1 o'clock Eastern, too, so keep that in mind. They're all at the same time. Giants home to the Bears. This was already a low total just because of the ineptitude of the two offenses. what kind of weather are we expecting there from Hurricane Ian to potentially impact what's happening at the Meadowlands?
Yeah, Mother Nature is not going to help the offensive aptitude of either of those teams. We've got northeast gust again, 30 miles per hour for the Giants and the Bears. A couple of off and on showers, again, some chilly temperatures in the 50s. A little less overall rainfall up toward the New York metro area leading up to the game, but it's the wind that could be the issue. So, yeah, a breezy day, to say the least, up in Giants Stadium.
You could follow him on Twitter at Justin Bruce, but replace the I with the number one, a meteorologist here in Las Vegas for the ABC affiliate, KTNV. You're the man, Justin. I'll see you around the neighborhood here shortly.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Happy betting to you guys this weekend.
There he is. Justin Bruce with a little breakdown of what to expect from Hurricane Ian.
So when you leave the show, you go home. The wife has a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You give half to Justin. You get the other half.
Yeah, we'll go meet and we'll have a beer and a half a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Do you want to let the people know, Sean, before we hit a break? Halftime score in Houston?
7-7. I have the under 53.5. What could go wrong?
I'm not saying a word. The score is 7-7, and he has the under. It is 10-7, by the way. UTSA leading Middle Tennessee State. Where's the money coming in? We'll talk to Chris Andrews from the South Point Sportsbook next, right here on VSiN Primetime.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you're a college football bettor, VSiN has a new podcast that is a must listen. The VSiN College Football Betting Podcast releases 3 episodes every week to fully prepare you as a bettor. VSiN analysts Tim Murray, Matt Humans, Adam Burke, and Jonathan Von Tobel react to lines as soon as they are released, cover midweek games, discuss line movement, and give a betting breakdown for every major game on Saturdays. Download and subscribe to VSiN's College Football Betting Podcast today wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a great read. It's a good podcast, too, might I say myself. You should rate, review, and make sure you subscribe. That's Sean King, a man who played the under tonight in Tulane and Middle Tennessee State. Or excuse me, in Houston. And, yeah, we're both on the meet-meep here, the Roadrunners. Yeah. And we need some defensive stops. 17-14, that one early in the second quarter. By the way, 7-7 is the halftime score in Houston, Texas, which is better than more points.
Yeah, but we do have a guest.
We do have a guest, and it's a great guest, and we always have him on Fridays. We love having him on. His insight from where the folks are betting, where the sharps are coming in, and that is Chris Andrews from the South Point Sportsbook. Chris, I usually feel like I can find that line, that game that the folks are going to be firing on like they know the outcome already. I'm having a little trouble this week with the what will be the biggest discrepancy. So one game that I guess I'll start with is Michigan and Iowa. Last week, they were all over Michigan, 11-1 ticket count when you jumped on the show. And, of course, Michigan did not cover. Are they jumping back on the Wolverines, or are they a little hesitant? What are we looking at right now, Michigan and Iowa, tomorrow at Kinnick Stadium?
No, they're definitely a little hesitant. We got a little bit of money on Michigan, not much. Ticket count, about 2-1 Michigan. But, no, I mean, everybody – listen, Iowa's one of those teams really, really hard, I think, to power rate because they win a lot of games, but they don't win by much. And they are a pretty tough home team, have been traditionally. You look at Michigan, 10.5-point favorite. We actually were at 11 for a little while. We're back to 10.5 now. But the total is only 42.5. I mean, that's, you know, one of the lowest totals on the board and kind of odd for a 10.5-point favorite, especially a Michigan team that has been putting up some points. But, I mean, they really played a soft schedule up until last week. That I think is a tough game to handicap. But, Tim, to back up for a second, tonight is a big discrepancy game. You know, Washington and UCLA. I mean, the wise guys all over UCLA in this one. Public strong on Washington, but the money strong on UCLA here.
What is the ticket count on UCLA Washington right now?
Probably about 3-1 in favor of Washington, but the money is. More than 3-1 in favor of UCLA. So, yeah, the sharp guy's definitely on the dog in this one, and public strongly on the favorite. We opened this game 4. We're down to 2.5, and that's pretty big move around those particular numbers. So pretty strong move on the dog.
Interesting.
Hey, listen, I got to get to that game first. So if I can get to the game, I can hedge the other way.
all right, let's jump to a game that – you know, we've heard the public dog theory be thrown out a lot this week, so I want to kind of go through a couple. We'll start with Alabama-Arkansas. Arkansas catching a big number at home, and I don't know where the public's going to be on this game. Arkansas is respected. They've had a history of covering, but people we know, and you know very well, they love laying the number with Alabama. So what are you looking at right now with Alabama and Arkansas tomorrow?
Well, this is another game. We opened at 16.5. They laid that 16.5 to me. Went to 17. They laid that. Took back the 17.5. So I'm at 17 right now. You know, money is very even on this game. The ticket count is very even on this game. You know, so, I mean, this is going to be a terrific game. You know, sure, as long as it doesn't land 17. It should be a great game for us. You know, a lot of action both ways. And, you know, something I've been saying for years, Tim, it's too late to get rich betting on Nick Saban. He ain't going to get rich betting against him either. So, awful
curve. Yeah, I'm with you, man.
Just watch the game and hydrate and enjoy.
I'm good, yeah. I just want to watch these two games. I've got plenty of action elsewhere. I don't need to rock and roll with pro or anti here. What about Ole Miss Kentucky? Top 15 game. This line is a little high. Some people, if you look at the narrative out there, think this is maybe a little too high. So what has the action been like, Ole Miss and Kentucky, with this line sitting at 6.5?
Well, we had it 7. They took the 7. So we're at 6.5 now, but with action. Ticket count is a little bit high on Kentucky, but I don't know. I have my questions exactly how good Kentucky is right now. I'm not sure. I think Mississippi, you know, I'm kind of waiting for them to explode. I don't know if this is going to be in this game or not. But, you know, not a big lean for me in any way, but I do kind of like the favorite here. So I'm not too concerned about going into this game and needing a favorite right now, which is where I stand. But, you know, I think the public is a little bit on this dog.
All right, so you said a little high on Kentucky. Is that like 2-1, 3-1? What kind of range are you looking at on the tickets on Kentucky?
Oh, maybe like, you know, 3-2.
Okay, 3-2. I got you.
Nothing crazy. Yeah, nothing crazy.
All right, the darling, Chris. Oh, you want to jump in? Sorry.
No, you're fine.
This game is so fascinating to me, Chris. The darling that is Kansas. 7 straight covers. Now they're getting some love. Jalen Daniels is a Heisman thought in some people's mind. And, you know, people are going to look and say, well, Kansas, they're 4-0, and they're a home underdog? I'll take those points. This screams, as your good friend and friend of the show, Chris Felica, would say, a dog with fleas would be Kansas here. Is the public taking the Jayhawks? Are they falling in love with what's happening in Lawrence?
Yeah, you know, I do something for somebody. He likes the pros versus Joes thing, you know. And I said, so I gave him a bunch of games. He said, right away, he said, how about Kansas, Iowa State? I said, you know what? That just missed the cutoff. You know, the money is very even on this game. Public is strong on Kansas. We actually were at 3.5 for a little while. We're back to 3, but ticket count. You know, more than 2-1, probably 2.5-1 in favor of Kansas. They might be getting a little too much respect right now. You know, I think Iowa State is a little more solid of a team. I love what Kansas has done with Lance Leopold as their coach. You know, he really looks like finally they got the right guy in there since they got rid of Mangino all those years ago. But I think this guy's a good coach. I think he's going to be successful at this program. But this week, I kind of like Iowa State a little bit.
You know, I got to speak up for the little guys, man. Because you two, I mean, you're corporate raiders. I mean, you're over there in your big corner offices.
No.
Listen, I'm a man of the people, Chris. Rock, chalk, Jayhawk, baby. I'm not going to sit here and let you two demean and tear down Lance Leopold and what he's done. Kansas +3 at home. Take the points. I just heard you guys tell me how terrible a better I am by taking Washington and how much value UCLA is at home +3 points. What's the difference, guys? You guys just aren't, you know what?
What?
You guys need to come down out of that sky loft that y'all live in and walk the streets and be a commoner sometimes.
All I'm going to say is that our guest, who you just yelled at, which is very
rude. I was really yelling at you.
Chris Andrews tried to tell us last week, I like Wake Forest, and what did the two knuckleheads do? We took Clemson against his advice.
Yeah, your little corporate buddy UCLA's a dog at home, and that's the side you should be on. But yeah, the little man, independent business owner down in Lawrence, Kansas, is a dog at home.
You know how much money?
And you're talking about they're getting too much respect.
You know how much money Kansas basketball brings in? Stop it. They just won the national title.
Saying, you two, you guys, man, come back with the people.
Right. Yeah, because Iowa State is Captain Corporate. I don't even know where to go with this, Chris. I just want to move as, what was it, Brian Gumbel?
I do. I got two things. First of all, I'm rooting for UCLA tonight. You know, I mean, I'm rooting for Washington tonight. You know, so I'm with them there. And second of all, your good friend Sean, the guy sitting right next to you, he has a watch that is worth more than my 401k. Okay, so let's go right there and not talk about it.
I come to South Point to partake in the hot dogs. Because I never lose contact with my roots.
Chris, if you looked up any, you know, the three of us, the trio, this Friday afternoon trio on VEASAN Primetime, I will raise your hand if you've made $1 million in 1 year.
I'm about to have made six.
Okay.
To have made six after I take down this survivor.
Well, I was going to say, not only has he got a watch worth more than my 401k, he's got a ring worth more than my house.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
So take that.
The little people, right, Chris Andrews? Yeah, that's that's right. Hey, Chris, we got
one for that.
We got 15 seconds. A&M Mississippi State, what are you seeing?
Money showed today on Mississippi State. I'm up to 4. And, think it count even, but wise guys on Mississippi State.
There he is.
Every great leader has a spirit of servitude. Never forget that.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk. Go Cyclones. Chris, thank you.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car really needs a wash.
The $20 Meguiar's bundle includes Gold Class Car Wash for a showroom shine.
Get in zone.
And what about my tires?
Just spray the included Hot Shine tire coating and you're all set.
Get in zone.
The inside is not great.
No problem. The quick interior detailer in the bundle can help with that too.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Yeah, I don't have that read. So I'm just going to read BetMGM read here. Oh, there we go. I was giving the wrong numbers. 155. Let's read that one. There we go. Hey, Depends on BetMGM customers. Have a friend who loves sports as much as you do. Here's a chance for both of you to earn $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign in to your BetMGM account and click on the Refer a Friend program to sign your friend, to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. And once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager is settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well. Start the excitement and share that excitement too with BetMGM and get a $50 bonus. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit. Site credit expires in 30 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Mississippi and Nevada.
Was that a read or was that a novel?
It was a large read.
Jeez.
Large read. Alongside man of the people, Sean King.
Facts.
Who has made north of $10 million over his playing career.
Yeah.
I am Tim Murray. How much did you make? Eight?
I got kids, man. You know what I mean?
I got a kid,
these
too.
These projections. You see how much milk costs?
I know. I buy it every week.
I got diapers I'm still buying.
I got those, too.
Yeah, man.
I got those, too.
I don't even know how you keep a pantry full. You go to Costco and spend $6,852, and you'll be back in Costco in 10 days. Something's out.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
I'm glad you're fighting for the people there. Well, you're so confident. All right, let's go. Kansas, Iowa State. Subscribe it. Come on, Captain Confidence.
Do I get the 3 points?
Nope.
Well, I don't want to hear you then. Oh. You told me the 3 points wasn't enough, so then give it in a cigar bet.
Well, I was told.
No.
I was told
no,
last week.
Don't go doing all your evasive.
No. I was told last week on this show.
Conversations.
Why would I, you know, when I asked for the points,
you trying to step on the people's hopes and dreams. They've thrived as an underdog this year.
Well, why don't you see? Well, they were favorite last week. Why don't you pull out your phone?
For the first time versus Duke, but they beat Houston as an underdog. They beat West Virginia as an underdog. Yeah. They've already usurped their win total, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let them live.
So you would
live.
Say they've exceeded their expectations?
Let them live.
Well, why don't you pull
Iowa
out your
State
phone?
Iowa State got exposed against Baylor.
Then it sounds like you should make a cigar bet. I mean, why would 3 points even matter?
Because I just heard you and Chris demean the fact that Kansas is only getting three. That you guys thought they needed more coverage.
Chris makes the lines.
I know that.
I don't think he has a real big...
I'm just including him in because he's one of our friends.
Well...
Yeah, if you're in the room, you can get talked about. That's how we operate. Nobody's off limits.
Well, I mean, Kenny White
and
thinks...
And if you don't like Kenny it, you can White's, catch the one-on-one.
Kenny White's best bet is Kansas.
Yeah.
And he said they're going to win outright.
Yeah, I'm so not... I didn't berate Kenny.
You do the... You
he's
do a,
trying to uplift,
well,
enhance, I'm, encourage, develop, grow... Like, all of these are positive things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to tear down, demean, sacrifice.
Look, I was all for
hold back.
I was all for the little guy last week. I was pulling for James Madison and pulling for Southern Miss to ring that bell.
Yeah.
I was pulling
that's
for.
That's so antagonistic, you know, because you know how emotionally attached I am
Texas,
to Southern Miss's opponent.
Texas Tech.
So for you to
the
then
little
oppose
brother
and go
of
against,
Texas.
That's what I'm saying. For you to oppose and go against my emotional attachment to my alma mater, that's just you simply trying to peel back this. Pour a little bit of salt on that.
I would think I'd be a man of the people.
Saturate vinegar into this wound. That's just what you do.
I mean, clearly what this comes down to, you were chicken to take the points last week because you knew USC was a fraud. They did not cover, and now you're chicken again.
Because I didn't like USC laying the points.
Well, and you were right.
They got an emotionally hijacked quarterback. He's really talented, but I don't ever know where he's going to be emotionally. Well, he's on the sideline pouting.
You were blabbering about USC. Then when push came to shove, you wouldn't do it. And now, because you are
first
so
all,
confident in Kansas.
First of all, the high-end speech that emanates from this mouth is never characterized as blabbering. Because this genius area that I exist in, you would not understand.
Well, you said earlier this week that people should contemplate using the Saints in Survivor.
Well, this is before I knew
so that's
James
blabbering.
Was going to be out.
No, that's blabbering.
See, unlike you, I feel I can talk through all options. Even if they don't seem like good options on the surface, sometimes when you dig a little deeper, they become better options. Now, what came from my substantial research into Minnesota versus New Orleans is now Minnesota is a potential Survivor use for me. See, I told you, you lived in the big house with the 17,000 rooms and all the doors were open.
Your house is bigger than mine.
I lived in a house where you had to close the door.
Your house is currently bigger
than
mine.
So anytime I close the door to a room, if I want to go another, I got to open that door and I'll peek behind it.
I know the neighborhood you live in. Your house is bigger than mine.
I don't just look at Vikings, Saints, London, and me, oh, I'm not using it. I don't dig a little deeper.
By the way,
let me see if I can find something that makes sense.
Good stop on fourth down there, UTSA. 7-7 in the third quarter between Houston and
Tulane.
I'm going
to have a lot riding on Washington tonight. So I have Washington money line to close out a three-team parlay if I can get there. That includes under in the Tulane game. I have under 53.5. It's 7-7. I have UTSA money line. Are they in the second half yet at UTSA?
No, second quarter.
Oh, man. That might not even end before
Britton just let us know the in-game total is 82.5.
Yeah, not
just
a lot of defense being played.
Yeah.
But what I probably
will do.
Keep
the foot on the gas, Roadrunners.
If it looks like I'm going to be okay in the UTSA game, and I'll probably know if the Tulane game is going to stay under by then. Because Washington kicks it, what, 7:30?
Yeah, 7:30 local, 10:30
Eastern. I'll probably take UCLA plus the points.
Okay.
And that way, Washington win by one or two, I'll middle it.
Yeah, that would get some points too. All right, let's take a look at our picks for the weekend. We'll start with Sean. Your confidence plays of the weekend, sir.
We're going through this again.
Yeah, it's the end of the show.
All right.
Revisit our picks.
I like Eagles. Again, it's a misprint on the graphic. They're playing the Jaguars. I just think Jaguars.
Did you send the wrong one to Britton?
I think I just put the team I liked. I don't think I put who they were playing. I don't even think I put the odds because I figured he was going to use BetMGMs and I didn't have them in front of me. So I like Eagles. I think the Jaguars are improved, but I don't think they're ready to go on the road against a upper echelon NFL team and stay within a touchdown. I like Clemson more so. This is a fade of NC State, who I think has been overrated from the start. Actually, the Cardinals. This is a game-time decision for me. If Rondale Moore and Hollywood Brown are playing, I'm taking the Cardinals on the road at Carolina. I love this spot for Army, Georgia State. There's no way they're prepared for this option attack. Army should average about 7-8 yards per carry when this is all said and done. This next bet, I was going to put as my upset special if it was a night game, which was Iowa to win outright. Now, I'm not a Spencer Petras fan at all. Matter of fact, we probably should go ahead and create a job here for him at VEASAN, because once his eligibility is up, his football career is over because he is awful. But Iowa always finds a way to keep these games close. So I'm going to take the 10.5. Think it probably might even get to 11 by the time it's kicked. And take Iowa plus the points. And then Purdue, I think Aiden O'Connell sat out last week versus FAU to make sure he was ready for Minnesota, which is a conference game. So I like Purdue to upset this little apple cart that's riding through those mean streets of downtown Minneapolis, screaming, Gophers this, Gophers that. Let's bring them on back to reality, fellas.
Jeff Brohm did say Aiden O'Connell is a game-time decision for Saturday. I agree. I like that spot for Purdue as well. All right, my confidence plays. All those were 3 points for Sean.
So yeah, I got a new strategy.
Spread out the wealth. I'll do 4 points on Cal, plus the 4 on the road at Washington State. Wrote this up for VSiN.com. I do think this is a tricky spot for Washington State, and I think Justin Wilcox's squad is pretty solid this year. So I'll take Cal plus the 4 at Wazoo. Give me Iowa State. Minus the 3 at Kansas. Sean's too chicken to take it as a cigar bet, so I'll put in my confidence plays here. 4 points for Iowa State. For some reason, I'm backing the team that started Sean at one point in his career. Give me the Bucks at a pick against the Chiefs. Raiders minus 2.5 against the Broncos. That'll be 2 points. And then tonight, baby, we got UCLA plus the 3 against Washington. That is a 2-point play for me. And for some reason, Brian Harsin's last stand. Give me Auburn to upset LSU down in Auburn, Alabama. So there you go. Those are my plays. By the way, producer Britton putting a 5-pointer on Arkansas to cover the 17.
Yeah, right.
5 points on the Cowboys laying the 3. Then he went 2 points on San Diego State, who is up 6-0 right now. So off to a good start there. 2 points on Iowa, plus the 10.5, and then he's got 1 point on the Ravens as a dog at home against the Buffalo Bills. Producer Britton's upset special
Brett Bielema in the return, taking Illinois over Wisconsin. All right, that's going to do it for an event-filled show. For Sean King, I'm Tim Murray. Go Bruins. Cover those three tonight. Wes and Femi coming up next with Live Bet Tonight right here on VSiN.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.